Fresh FM.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Yes, like also Lydia said just now a couple of minutes ago, I don't know why the ladies always like to, where we want to be alone, they are there. You are there. Why? It's just time for us now, it's gents. Please, Kavi, founder of Mindful Matters, Empathy King, Mr. K Goodness, talk to us, my good sir.
Good morning, Fresh FM. I'm specifically more bigger. Good morning to the Fresh Breakfast family.
My man.
And it's Kyle. Always Muro Muro. Riding solo today.
Yes, yeah.
Always a pleasure to be here. It is Wednesday, and that means it's time for my jams, and it is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And we continue on our conversation of last week. And that means, okay, goodness, it's on your radio. So last week we spoke about, you know, the fears that we have as men, the fears that we carry, and how do we overcome these fears? Obviously, everybody's going to say, you know, you want to face them head on and confront them. And I just want to list a few things, about four things which have helped me in overcoming those fears. Is and one, number one, and the biggest one, and I think that has helped me the most, is God. Having a superior power. You may not believe in God, but whatever power you believe in, be it the holy fire, the forefathers, Allah, whoever it is, you need to have some kind of superior power. Because in having a relationship with God, I realized that I didn't need to fear my inadequacies, because in Him I'm made perfect. I didn't need to fear where I was going or I was late, because in Him I realized that whatever He's got planned for me will come to fruition, will come to pass. I got to know myself better. I got to have a better relationship with myself by understanding how and who I am through having a relationship with Christ. Number two, therapy. excuse me. Therapy greatly changed the picture for me, because it gave me a different perspective. And fortunately for me, I have a therapist who is of the same faith and I, and combining that, my relationship with Christ with therapy, just gave me a completely different perspective of my life. A lot of things that helped me back, a lot of hatred I held for myself, a lot of self-character assassination I did. Those perspectives were changed in therapy. So that's number two. Number three, draw inspiration and don't compete. When you look at those around you who are making it, you don't know their full story. Draw inspiration that you too one day could be where they are. You too one day could go where they've gone. And draw inspiration from what they have done and how they've done it, rather than think of, you know, that could be you, that should be you. So draw inspiration and not competition. Number four today is pursue your purpose. A lot of us are out there living other people's lives as men. A lot of us are out there trying to impress, and we're living outside our purpose. Remember, I love to say this, you are graced for your blessing. You are graced for your purpose. There's mercy from God for your journey. Yes, there are trials and tribulations, but you've got everything within you you need to overcome those trials and tribulations, because that's your journey. But if you're living in a scarce journey, if you're trying to chase Kavi's journey, that means you're living outside the grace and mercy that has been given unto you to be able to face the trials and tribulations that come with your journey, your purpose, and your blessings. And ultimately, you're chasing NSK's blessings. That means you're missing out on your blessings. Find your purpose, chase your journey, and stop living other people's lives. Stop trying to impress people. Stop trying to impress the world. Because if you impress the world will leave an impression on you that is lasting. But if you go out there and be yourself, you just impress the world by being yourself. This is why we end up in depression, is we're living a life that is not ours. And your body is tailor-made to live a life that's yours. For as long as you're living a life that's not yours, you are going to be depressed. Your body, because depression is your body telling you, I'm tired of living this lie. I'm tired of being who I'm not meant to be. So once you've aligned with your purpose, you start to heal, because you're living in who you are meant to truly be.
My man.
That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been gay goodness. Cheers.
Always profound. Kavi, thank you so much. Let's get into the news.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.